pet. Vache mon pet, was what my brother used to call me. Pouf, c'est le mot juste. Un animal, c'est moi. Maman had died when I was still a pup. Family move to Paris from Bordeaux had proved her undoing. I reared up wild, ran unhalted all over Paris, skipping school and driving all my head teachers to my expulsion. With Papa preoccupied with his painting, I roamed unruly, gathering new friends and secreting them into the home yard as evening fell. Goats, rabbits, piglets, even a horse once that I rescued or stole from the perimeter pastures of Paris. New sitters, I pleaded, for the studio. Only, Papa said, if I looked after them properly and studied closely what others in the art world did with animals. I was to be trusted to go alone to the Louvre and return in one day, not four, and with no further friends in tow. Dressed in Maman's furs to feign adulthood, I paraded my way into the galleries to sit and copy Rubens and Poussin. Then later, in more honest garb, I would go daily to the abattoirs to learn animal anatomy and osteology. By 16, the real thing, I was a student at the École Nationale Vétérinaire. Papa's colleagues were outraged, but he was unconventional to his fetlocks. He was a Saint-Simonien, believing in the education of women alongside men for the true enrichment and equality of society. Useful work for all, based on research, discovery, and creation. Papa chose to shock his friends and treat his daughter as shrewd and trainable, with the makings of une peintre excellente. I was to have been a sculptor. I wanted to beat Landseer to the plinths of Trafalgar Square, but when my clever sibling Isidore showed signs of rivaling me, I stepped down. If you can't win in a category, don't enter that race. You can't have a little frère belittling your efforts over your shoulder. Be the best in your own field, Papa would say. In no time, my paintings put Landseer's puny efforts right in the shade. Against my white Camargue horses, his noblest beasts looked merely mice. By 37, I was sought after. By 43, I was a Légion d'honneur, and at 72, I was promoted the first female artist ever to officier. I was presented to Queen Victoria in Scotland, whom, she said, greatly admired my beasts. I grew wealthy. Before I was 40, I had bought a chateau near Fontainebleau, and I stayed there for the rest of my life with Nathalie. Nathalie Mika. I wore the trousers. I had obtained official permission to wear men's clothes at a time when it was otherwise illegal for women in Paris to do so. Occasionally I added a soft foulard or a coloured blouson, but to all intents and purposes I was lord of my manor. I loved the man's life. I chain-smoked and wore my hair short. I became boorish and crude. We kept our animals in the stable at night and in the chateau by day. But though we lived far from the conventional throng, yet still they threw mud. Catcalled. Animaux! Tribaliste! They called. Animaux! If only they'd known. Though Nathalie, jolly, jolly Nathalie, took it rather harder. She and I had been woman and wife together for 40 years until she died. In my latter years, Anna Klumpke from Boston became my stablemate and took over where Nathalie had so warmly left off. For all my crassness, I had learned I could be tender. But in essence, I'm more like my own paintings, huge, sometimes threatening, often terrifying, always challenging. I fell from fashion later in the 20th century, but you can still find me. The Musée d'Orsay, the National Gallery of London, and the Met in New York. And, of course, the Bordeaux Gallery. Or, should you be passing by Fontainebleau, my home is still there, open to you all. And the good burghers of Bordeaux, the town of my birth to which I never returned, chose to name an entire street after me. Rue Rosa Bonheur. Bonheur. It's all in the name. Happy. Beth, perhaps, but happy. And in a tranquil corner of Père Lachaise, with both Natalie and Anna by my side, I lie at peace. It says, Rosa Bonheur, 1822 to 1899, Animalière. What more could I have asked? Rosa Bonheur, Angie Cairns.